Non-commercially, all we have to announce occurs tonight. Tallgrass's Third Thursday features a double bill of a Mexican-Irish movie about contemporary women rebels fighting for their rights, domestic and political, and an American movie about women investigating a traditional honor killing of a woman in Iraq. After the Revolution is about the Zapatista National Liberation Army in Mexico, and Quest for Honor is about the Women's Media Center in Iraq, but both are about current battles for the rights of women, and both, I believe, are directed by women. Showings of both are 6:30 tonight in the CAC Theater at WSU. And the Orpheum tonight will show Scrooged with Bill Murray and Carol Kane in an updated comic version of Dickens's Christmas Carol at 7 in, of course, the Orpheum. Or you might want to grab your chance at a documentary I am told will hold for a second week, but I can hardly believe we'll be so lucky. You might want to hop onto your computer or your telephone to check on this. The movie is Inside Job, and it's about something that is beyond my understanding, but it may be clearer to you because I doubt there are many people who share my blank inability to understand anything involving money or numbers. Even Inside Job assumed that I know what derivatives were for too long a time before it explained them. But it left me with a feeling that I knew what brought about the near collapse of our financial system and threatened the economic structure of the rest of the developed world. It's not an educational movie and it doesn't cover everything. Like, for instance, a defense of the decisions the titans of the world of money made that seem in hindsight to be so suicidal. And I'm consoled about my ignorance by one supposed expert statement that with the new element of globalization, the world economic structure is now probably beyond anybody's full understanding. But Inside Jobs makes a strong case that the story is basically about a worldwide Ponzi scheme in which more and more new payments are essential just to keep up on current expenses, with everybody hoping, increasingly against all reason, that there will be enough new suckers to hold things together until the next quarterly statement or dividend statement so they can sell out or collect their personal loot before the roof caves in. And if the government is going to have to bail them out if all else fails, what's to be lost by taking a chance? The almost endless list of names who declined to be interviewed for this documentary almost amounts to an indictment by itself. The smug denials of the suspects who do appear is infuriating. Their apparent obliviousness to any moral responsibility is almost beyond belief. The number of big-name experts who testify to warnings that went unheeded is pretty convincing, though I would have liked more detailed opposition to the general indictment. The regulators must have had some kind of reasons for not doing their jobs, but Inside Job doesn't give any and leaves you to wonder why. The present administration is still using some of the supposed culprits, and I would sure like to know why. There's clearly more to be said about our economic catastrophe, but Inside Job certainly makes a case for the prosecution and will leave you, as it does me, wondering whether any real defense could be made against such a lot of such clear evidence. Jim Erickson, over and out.